I think we left off on Chavovim and Aleph. The Gemara has an expression that a person is a Toivel v'sheretz biyodo, he's going to be Tomei after he comes out from the mikvah. So he said that the Mefarshim raised a question, Toivel v'sheretz biyodo, the tefillah is good, the tefillah is oiler, removes the tumah. But he, when he comes out of the mikveh and he's tohar, then he's still touching the sheretz. So it's metame him again. Or should I say that one who's a tevel, the sheretz biyodah, prevents the tefillah from being chal in the first place. What's the difference? What's the difference, halacha l'maaseh? So here, they use that expression. The Gemara says that one who says vidui, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, one who says vidui, and he did do tshuv his tevel, the sheretz biyodah. So the pashto says that it's not that he gets... The vidui had an effect on the Averis in the past, but since he didn't do tshuva, so mikana lahaboy, he's a new Rosh, the Pashto says that the vidui doesn't mean anything. If he doesn't do tshuva, the vidui doesn't mean anything. So if the Gemara uses that expression, so it sounds like tevel v'sheretz biyodah prevents the tahara from taking place in the first place. That's the Pashto. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, machlokes hatanoim, Ezra made a takona that a balkeri is not allowed to learn or to daven unless he goes to the mikveh. So the Tanaim seem to, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah seems to be assuming, that the tefillah in the mikveh is supposed to be metayer him. So if the person is both a, but if a person is a zav, Ezra never made a takana. He only made a takana if he's a balkeri. What if he's both a zav and a balkeri? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that that's a tovel v'sheretz biyodah. It's going to be tovel for the tumah zav balkeri. That's a lower level of tumah. Balkeri can be tovel the same day and have harif shemesh and he's tohar. A zav has to have shivin akim. He has to bring a carbon light on. Zav and the zav are part of the abram b'chusri kapara. So if one is a Zav and a Balkeri, he cannot be Tovel to remove the Rabbi Yehuda things. He cannot, if he'll be Tovel in the mikveh, this will not, he will not succeed in removing the Tumas Balkeri because the Tumas Ziva is on top of him. It's a much more inclusive Tumas. So even the Tumas Balkeri doesn't go away. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim in both cases, not only if he was first a Zav, and then he becomes a Balkeri, that Biki Haigavne, they were never Mechayiv him. Ezra never made a takana that that he has to go to mikveh because a mikveh won't accomplish anything. But even at first, that's how the Gemara comes to the maskana, till the last 10 lines in the pairing. Even if he was first a balkeri and the takana already did set in, then it becomes a zav later. Just like a mishameshes shirasa nida. First he was a mishameshes, and a mishameshes palata shechvazera. There is takana says. Then she becomes a nida later. So nida is a much bigger, more inclusive tumah. You have to wait 7 days. You don't need shivin akim, but you have to wait 7 days. So that's Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's tevel v'sheretz biyodah. So biki hai gavne, the takana says it doesn't apply. So we had, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Pashto says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, pass like the Chacham. But we had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda because the Gemara said before, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Aboim so mikol makom. So the Gemara had two lashonos. What does it mean, mikol makom? So one pshat was even if it's maim shuvim, and one pshat was even if it's tefillah b'kli. Where was that, Aboim so mikol makom? Here it is. On Chav Beis Amid Beis, around 20 lines from the top. That's the same Rabbi Yehuda as over here. Rabbi Yehuda, maim so mikol makom. The Gemara says, if you say mikol makom means maim shuvim, so there's room to negotiate a little bit. He can say Maim Shuvim is only Midirabbanon, that's the Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes Diri and the Rabbi Natan and Bava Basra, the main sugya, the main big gigantic tesis in Bava Basra. And Bava Kama, the sugya of Shinoi, Shinoi Koine, Perik Meruba. So there's a one line tesis. They just write the Machlokes Diri and the Rabbi Natan is elaborated upon in Bava Basra, Perik HaMoicheres HaTeres, I think, I forgot the name. And Bob Bassett's a big tesis. So Lemaisa it's Machlokes, the Mechab and the Ramban, the Mechab holds that Kula Shov is only Midirabban. Gimel Lugim, I'm sure him that it passes the whole mikveh, that's clearly only Midirabban. But what about Ruba Shov or Kula Shov? So that's a Machlokes. Mechab holds that it's only Midirabban, and the Ramban holds that it's a Diminator. See, if you hold like the Mechaber, that Kula Shob is only the Rabbanon, like those Rishonim, so then you can say that whenever Machman but get to Takana says, well, all right. But if you say, Afila Tfila Bekli, Tfila Bekli is no good Benatar, that's not a Tfila at all. So Bechriach, you have to say within Rabbi Yudah that the Takana says we never required a Tfila that's Mitahir. Like Hikon Likrus Alakachi, so you have to make Hachans, you have to go to Mikveh, even though the Mikveh absolutely doesn't have any effect whatsoever about Tumah V'Tahara. So what is he talking over here about Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yodoy, that because he's Zav in addition to being a Balkari, so that prevents the Tefillah from taking effect. The Tefillah Nikli doesn't take effect at all. Ki who's there? Mamish nothing. Tefillah Nikli is for sure no good Benatara. That's nothing to discuss. Seems to be a steer in Reb Yudah. We should look in the Rishonim. I don't know. That seems to be a steer. I don't know. Then we started already the beginning of Tfilos HaShachar. We discussed a little bit. There's a three-way machlekes of Yudah Nachachamir with respect to Sovzman, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, and Musaf. So Rabbi Yudah says Ad Dalashos Acham Say Ad Chatzos, and then Zman Musaf. Rabbi Yudah says Ad Zayin Shos Shachas After Chatzos is Zayin Shos Chatzos is Shei Shos. 1 hour after Chatzos, Nacham Say Kol Hayom. And the third machlokes is regarding Mincha. Rabbi Yudah says only up until Plagat Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Sof Hayom. The Chachamim say Kol Hayom. So the Aruch HaShulchan had an interpretation, very nice interpretation. How does it really fit into the Gemara? He suggested that the machlokes is, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, that even if you think the Gemara has on Chavav Amud Beis, machlokes Hamorim, but the Tfilos Ovis Tiknum, Avraham Avinu instituted Shachris, and Yitzchak Avinu instituted Mincha, and Ma'ariv was instituted by Yankov Avinu. Is that the story of his Tiknum? Or perhaps not, maybe it was instituted later by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim, Keneged HaKorbanos. So the Gemara says, but we only have three of us. So how do you have Musaf? Avram was Musakin Shachris, and Yitzchak Musakin Mincha, and Yankov was Musakin Ma'ariv. So who instituted Musaf? Who instituted the Gemara says, Bechriach, you have to say. Eloi Temehachi, here, 5 lines from the bottom of Chavav and Beis. Eloi Temehachi, Tfilos Musaf, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Man Tikna. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina holds Ovis Tiknam, and that's the whole story. So what are you davening Musaf for? Ela Tfilos Ovis Tiknam, Asmechina Rabbanan, Akarbanas. It has to do with Karbanas. Everybody agrees it has to do. So everybody agrees that this man of Tfilos Shachris corresponds to this man of Akrobas Tamash Al Shach, and this man of Musaf corresponds to the Zman of Akrobas HaMusafim, and so on. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so what's the Machlekes of Yudah Nachachamim? Rabbi Yudah says, they instituted the Zmanim of Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha corresponding to the Zman that Lemaisa they actually brought the Korbanos, the Tamash Al Shachar, and the Musafim, and the Tamash Al Beit Haban. And Nachachamim say, no, they instituted the Zman of Tfilo corresponding to the theoretical Zman of the Hakrobas HaKorbanos. So Tfilos, so Korban Tomash HaShachar, strictly speaking, is good till Chatzos. Rabbi Yudah also agrees, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan says. Rabbi Yudah also agrees that it's up in, that the Korban Tomash HaShachar is up until Chatzos, but Lamai said they never brought it so late. They never brought it after Dalet Shos. Musaf Mi also agrees it's Kol Hayom, but Lamai said they never brought it so late, never brought it after Zayin Shos. And Tomash Ben Abayim theoretically is up until the Shkiva, but never brought it so late. That's an interesting, he ties up three machlekes and he makes them into one. That's an interesting interpretation. The problem is that the Gemara has on Chav Zayim and Amud Aleph, starting from the first wide line. It says, when the mon came down, Vayilkotu also, here Rashi quotes, 1, 2, 3, the fourth wide line, and Rashi on Chav Zayim and Amud Aleph. So that pasuk in Shmos, chapter design. So it says, Vayukotu also baboike baboike v'chama shemesh v'nomos. Vayukotu also baboike baboike, that's early. And then whatever was left over, not baboike v'chama shemesh v'nomos. So the Gemara says, ba'arba shos. Why is it ba'arba shos? So the Gemara explains, it says, Avram Avinu was sitting kechobayam pesach ha'haloi. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So Kechom Ayom means wherever you go, even in the shade, it's warm. So that's Sheish Shoth. That's Chatzos. That's Chatzos. Even in the shade, it's going to be warm. V'cham al shemesh means in the sun it's warm, and in the shade it's not so warm. So earlier than, so the Gemara says that's arba shos. Before arba shos, even in the sun it's not so warm. It's still chilly in the morning. So there are three different zmanim. Baboiker, it's not even so warm, even in the sun. V'cham al shemesh is when the shemesh in the sun it's warm, and in the shade it's cool. So that's arba shos. And then kechom hayom, not chama shemesh. Kechom hayom means even in the shade it's warm, so that's sheshos. Fine, that's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, the Gemara seems like they're interpreting that it says, vayukotos ha-baboiker, baboiker. The word baboiker, sakev se-chatas baboiker, v'sakev se-shenitas se-bin ha-boim. The Gemara seems to assume there's a machlokes on the level of the raisa between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is this man of tomit shel shachar? Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara sounds like it's Rabbi Yehuda holds, the theoretical zman is only up until Dalet Shos, and the Chum Hol up until Chatzos. So the Gemara says here, it says, Vayukatos, Baboiker, Baboiker, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only earlier. V'cham HaShemesh is after Boiker, but according to the Rabbanon, that up until Chatzos is called Boiker, so how do you read the Pshat and the Pasuk? Vayukatos, Baboiker should be all morning long until Chatzos. So when is V'cham HaShemesh? How is V'cham HaShemesh? It's Arba Shos. It's still Baboiker. That's what the Gemara presents. So it sounds like the Gemara is presenting not by Dorach HaShulchan. This simple reading of the Gemara is against Dorach HaShulchan. It's Machlokes on a level of the Raisa. When it says in the Pasuk, Hakev Zech HaTasa Baboiker, when is this man the Raisa? Not that they all agreed the theoretical Zman of Tamas Shal Shach is Til Chatzos. And the Maisa said they never brought it so late. They never brought it after Dalet Shos. And Machlokes HaBinu Rabbanan should be instituted as Zman HaTefillah Mechuvin Keneged, the actual Zman, the Poel Mamish, when they actually brought the Karbonah, so we should institute a Mechuvin Keneged, the theoretical Zman. Doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. Okay. So that's either the Tzorachin on the Gemara or Tzorachin on the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan is a nice, nazi pshat. But the Gemara seems to contradict it. That is a problem. Then the Gemara says, the first piece of Gemara, right, after Tfilas HaShachar at Chatzos. Yeah. The Gemara says, how do we pasken regarding this issue? When is the Sov Zman Tfilo? So the Gemara says, there's a Maseches Edius. There's on the opening Mishnah, the Mefarshim, in Edius, the Mefarshim say there's a Machloikes, and the latest form, how do you pronounce the name of the Masechta? Is it Eduyos? Because, hey, it's so-and-so, hey, it's so-and-so. The Gemara says, Osa Yom, the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel. And the maid of Abloza ben Azariah, the chief rabbi, said, Rabbi Gamliel used to, he didn't allow people to express their opinions. That's why they fired him. So on the day that they fired him, so everybody came out of their woodworks and everybody started saying over all traditions that he never allowed them to say. Osayom nisnish the Mishnais and Adius. So so some say that it's called Eduyos because everybody hate plenty. Everybody said over Edus, they said over all traditions. And the other Mefarshim say no, that it's like Edus, Beninus, and Ziburus, that the Chof Talarobus and Zikin pay Metav. Mar says, beginning of Baba Kama, that even though the Pasuk Metav, so they Metav Kama Yisham only says by Shemir Regal, but there's a gigantic Zereshava Tachas and Sine Yishalom Kesef. Any one of the 24 Rabs and Zikim, where any one of those four words appears, pays Metav. That covers everything, except for a Mosam Rafagel. That's a question. But what do you mean, Mosam? So Rashi learns in the beginning, a Kris and Mosam Rafagel do not pay Metav. This is there in the beginning, a Kris disagrees. Mosam Rafagel also pay Metav. It's not part of the Choftal Rabs and Zikim. So Gemara says, Mosam Rafagel also pay Metav, just that none of the Tanoim included Moshe Mefagel in their listing for various reasons. But, so that's the question. Some Mefarshim learned that the name of the Masechta is Idios, in the plural of Idis. Idis is the same as Meitav, and that's why it's called Bechirto, the choice Masechta. So the Gemara says, right before the white lines on Chavzayim and Aleph, Omer Avkana, Alochik Rab Yudah, that the Zman of Mincha, the Zman of Shachar is only up until Dalet Shos. All this number, Bechirta Kavaseh. Since in the Mishnah and Edius, It says, like Rabbi Yudas, and Edius is the Bechirto. That sounds like it's Edius. Edius means Mubchor, Meitav. So the Gemara says, we pass like Rabbi Yudas. So what do you mean? If you didn't daven Shacharis before Dalet Shos, you can't daven Shacharis. And Shulchan Aruch says not so. So the Shulchan Aruch, you can daven after Dalet Shos. So what do you mean? Halachic Rabbi Yudas. That's a problem. So the Kesem Mishnah has a suggestion, but he's not sure how to read the Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara has a din of Tashlumin, that if a person forgot to daven Ma'ariv, he davens Shacharis the second time. So the second tefillah is a Tashlumin for Ma'ariv. If he didn't daven Shacharis, he should daven Mincha twice, and the second Mincha is a Tashlumin for the Shacharis. Didn't daven Mincha, the Gemara had a suffix. Is there going to be Tashlumin? Because it's a different day. By Yerev HaVoyker, Ma'ariv is on a different day. So that was the Gemara had the suffix, and the Gemara came to the conclusion, yeah, the Gemara quotes Beferish, that there's even Tashlumin from Mincha to Ma'ariv, even though it's a different day. And you always have to daven the Tefillah Bezmana first, and then the Tefillah Bezmana next. Why do you daven Tefillah Bezmana first? That's the Gemara on the top of Amid Beis. Person forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so he davens Ma'ariv twice. So you should say Havdalah in the first Tefillah. That's the Tefillah, the first Tefillah that you daven is the Tefillah Bezmana. And the second one is a Tashlumin for the Mincha, so that one he should not say Atochan Aton. And if he did the reverse, then the Gemara says he has to daven the third Shemana Esrei. So the Gemara asks why? Because this is Lehikuva, that you haven't you have to daven the Tefillah Bezmana first is Lehikuva. So if the first Shemana Esrei that he said, Amatzoy Shabbos, he said, without Atochan Aton, and the second one he says Atochan Aton, so he demonstrates that he had a mind in the second one for Ma'ariv, he had a mind for the first one, for the Tashlumin. So that's Ma'akev even B'diyevet. So why do you even need it L'chatchila? Why is there such a din? So the Ravid writes in one place, just like we have a Klal Todah V'Sheinah Todah Todah Kodem, Mekudosh V'Sheinah Mekudosh Mekudosh Kodem. We have din of Deraisa. When a person is interested in performing two mitzvahs, so there's a din L'chatchila Deraisa. It's not Ma'akev B'diyevet. Usually it's a din L'chatchila Deraisa. In what order should he arrange the two mitzvahs? So you have Mekudosh V'Sheinah Mekudosh Mekudosh Kodem. Let's say the kohen is standing at the base of these two people walk in simultaneously, and one of them brings a shlamim, which is a kach mekalim, one brings an oiler, which is a kach kach. So kach kach means more mekudosh than the kach mekalim. So mekudosh v'ene mekudosh, mekudosh kohen. The kohen should be makriv the kach kach first. Or, let's say, this is what the minika oilam is, if the moil has two brisen on the same day, one is a mila bizman and one is a mila shalai bizman. It was postponed. So which one should you do first? So the Acharonim all assume the one who was ma'ara was the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rab before the war, and then his opinion, the Maisa, was not accepted. That's what the Chazanish says. The opinion of Dvar Avram was not accepted. Even though he had a good detaina, we don't follow his opinion. So the accepted opinion is quoted by Shlomo Eger on the side of the Yeridei in Hilchas Mila, that you do the mila bizman first. Why? Because Mila Bizman is a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, Decha Yantam. Mila Shlei Bizman is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Yantam. So the Mila Bizman is more Mekudosh. Not that it's Kach Kachim, Kachim Kalim. It means it's more important. Mila Bizman is a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Mila Shlei Bizman is a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. So here also the Ravid writes in this. In the footnotes on the bottom of the Rif, I think it's at the end of Psochim. So the Ravid writes in the Hasogas on the bottom of the Rif, that when you do tashlumins, you have to daven the tefillah bezmana first and the tefillah shlo bezmana, because the tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah b'shlei musa. The Gemara says, schar tefillah bezmana yavale. Schar tefillah shlo bezmana lo yavale. You get more schar for davening tefillah bezmana than for davening the tashlumin. So that's why mekudosh v'ene mekudosh mekudosh kodem. So that only explains why l'chatchila. That explains why l'chatchila you should have the tefillah bezmana first and then offer the tefillah shlo bezmana. But the Gemara says it's even ma'akev b'diyevet. If he said Atochan Antonu in the second Shemana Esrei, not in the first, then he has to daven in the third Shemana Esrei because he said the Tashlumin before. So that's a that leaves you a little, it's not so poshut. But the Rabbi writes, it's not the whole story from the beginning, that's the beginning of the story. That Mekudosh V'Ene Mekudosh Mekudosh Kodem. So that's why the Tefillah Bezmana should precede the Tashlumin, the Tefillah Shlo Bezmana. But it's Ma'akev even B'diyevet. So you have to say something more over here. So Soloveitchik used to say something. He used to say, this was a recurrent theme in his shiurim, in his drashas, that you need permission to daven. Not everybody has permission to daven. So if the chachamim were mechayiv to daven, then then you have rishus to daven. So if you miss the tefillah b'zman, you want to make a tashlum. And so what's the matir? The matir to daven tefillah b'zman, because it's the zman now to daven mincha. Okay, so you have a right to daven mincha. But what's the heter to daven shachris? So once you have a heter to daven mincha, so the heter carries over to make a tashlum for shachris as well. But you can't daven shachris, you can't daven a tashlum before the tefillah b'zmana, because you don't have the matir. The matir is when you have a chayvas tefillah b'zmana. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. That's the loshen that he used to say. That you need to daven first the tefillah b'zmana, even liyikuv, because you need a matir to be able to daven. And that's me'akev even b'diyavid. We don't fully understand what I mean, but that's absolutely the Gemara. So you can say that what the Ravid said doesn't explain. That's not the whole story. The Ravid says you have to daven the tefillah b'zmana first, because that's mekudesh v'ani mekudesh mekudesh. Like a mila b'zmana comes first, then the mila shalav b'zmana comes second, because mila b'zmana is a mitzvah b'shlei musa. Yeah.
So is that against the Rambam, who says you can daven
shachar? So the Mishnah raises the question. The Rambam says, if to'o, the Gemara says on the last line, on chovav amen aleph, that there's only tashlumin b'shoigeg, but if bitel b'mezid, then there's no tashlumin. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to be medayik in the Rambam, that if a person didn't daven shachris before dalet shoes b'mezid, he knows there are two minyonim. Like a lot of Hasidim, they know it's way after the Zman Tefillah. Nevertheless, they don't bother to try to daven Tefillah b'zmana. So the Kesef Mishnah says, davening, he says, a deal in the Rambam's Loshen, davening after Dalet Shos, before Chatzos, is B'toras Tashlumen. In Tashlumen, you always have to have the Tefillah b'zmana first and the Tefillah Shlo b'zmana. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that's if there is a Tefillah b'zmana, then you have to daven the Tefillah b'zmana first. There is no tefillah b'zmana, then you can daven the tashlumin. That sounds like what the Ravid said, that the reason why you have to daven tefillah b'zmana first is because, like mekudesh v'ani mekudesh mekudesh kodem. So if you have a chiv to do two mitzvahs, and you can either do, as far as you're concerned, A and then B, a B and that A, so you say the one that's more important comes first. After dalet shos b'yom, you don't have two tefillahs, you only have one tefillah to daven. The tashlumin. It's not adayin lahigiyaz man mincha. So some argue, how can it be? But you need a matir. The matir to daven the tashlumin has to be to davening of the tefillah b'zmana. So you can't say that it's b'toras tashlumin. You have to say that the ikas man tefillah halachik rabbiudah hoil is namat chirta kavose. That's what the Gemara says on the last narrow line on chav zaynim. I'll be passed like rabbiudah. The shachris is only up until dalet shos. Means that the ikas man shachris. But you daven the last 2 hours from Dalet Shos till Sheh Shos, it's also a Zman. It doesn't, that's the question, doesn't fit in the Gemara.
The Rish Lashon also is that it's not Tefillah B'Zmana anymore, it's just Tefillah.
So what does it mean it's not Tefillah B'Zmana? It means that it's B'Toras Tashlumin. So then you say that Chiddush, that the only time you have to daven Tefillah B'Zmana first, then the Tashlumin, that's if it's a Yigiyah Zman of a Tefillah B'Zmana. So then you have to daven the Tefillah B'Zmana first. Then you have to daven, but if it's after the Dalet Shos Harav, then it's B'toras Tashlumin, that's the Nafkamina. What if he's it? He knows there's an early, he knows he's not doing right. He's supposed to daven Shachris earlier. He doesn't care. He goes to the late Minyan for Shachris, and they daven after Dalet Shos. So according to the one interpretation given by the Kesef Mishnah, he can't daven Shachris. He knows that there's an earlier Minyan. No, not earlier Minyan. He knows that he's supposed to daven Shachris earlier. He doesn't care. So you can't daven shachris after. It's b'toras tashlumin, and he's it, there's no tashlumin. Wow. So that's a question. Is this always li'ikuvah, that you can never daven tashlumin with our first davening at tefillah b'zmana? Tefillah b'zmana is the matir to daven the tashlumin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said it to explain this machlokes. Is it nitan le'yomer to say that... Let's say you have, there's a machlek satanayim where the Pesach Sheni is tashlum and a Pesach Rishon, and the Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzman. So we paskin is not tashlum and the Pesach Rishon. We paskin even a gershon is gair. When Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni are caught in Shehigdil, he wasn't bar mitzvah on Pesach Rishon. And he never participated in Pesach Rishon. So is he machuyev to bring Pesach Sheni? So we paskin, yeah, even Kotten Shehigdal and Gershon, his guy has to bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a regal bifnei atzma. So you see that it's, but there is a Tana who holds not so, Rav Nosson. We pass like Rebbe, halachic Rebbe, but Rav Nosson, the Tana disagrees. They all lived after the Churban Abayis. But Rav Nosson disagrees, and he says, Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and Derishon. It's Tashlum and Derishon. You have Tashlum and with that first, bringing a korban bismana. You have a tashlumen. You didn't do it on Pesach Rishon. You said bring on Pesach Sheni. Or we do paskin. There's a machlokes. The first off in Chagiga is the ikachiv to bring oil asri and shalom Chagiga. The ikachiv is really on the first day of Yontif. And if you didn't bring on the first day, it's betoris tashlumen. Kula tashlumen l'rishon. That's how we paskin. Or should you say no? The kula tashlumen zelas. It's the ikazman chiv of the oil of Sri and the Shalom Chagiga is the whole Yantav of Pesach, the whole Yantav of Sukkot, whenever you bring it. Rav Kamina, what if he was a Chiga B'yom Rishon, his Pashat B'yom Sheni? He's unable to walk. You're only Yotze Aliyah L'Regel if you walk on your own. If you want, someone takes you back, you will go on crutches, that's not called Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel has to be able to walk on his own 2 feet. Somebody drives him up to the Arabayis. The Pashto says that you're not Yotze, you have to walk by foot. Some, they wrote about this recently. When I was a little boy, there used to be a Torah journal, Hapardah, so they used to write about that. So, are you Yotze if someone says, some say, no, if he's physically able to walk on his own, even if he's driving by car into the Harbais, it's also good. But if he's not physically able to walk on his own, he needs crutches or he needs a car, then you're not Yotze if they take it. That's a question. So the shaila is, what if the ikachiv is really on the first day of Yantiv, Aliyah L'Regel is only on the first day of Yantiv, and bringing in the next day, the Chol HaMoed, is on the B'toras Tashlumin L'Rishon, that's how we paskin. So if the fellow was not a Bar Chayuba on the first day, then he's not mechuyev to bring an Oil Asriya the rest of Yantiv. He wants to volunteer, he may, but he's not mechuyev to. And when he brings we paskin his kula tashlum and arishan. When he brings a tashlum, he doesn't have to bring another korban first to be matahim. Tashlum can come by itself. So that's the shadow. So why should you say over here that you have to have first a tefillah bismanas? So if you have 2 tefillahs, 1 bismana, 1 shalab bismana, all right, we understand why you have to do the tefillah bismana first, like mekudesh, vein, and mekudesh. But the Gemara says, I can be the yevit. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik introduced that svari and amatir. So what's by the karbonis, you also need amatir. It's unclear. Anyway, those are the 2 pshatim in the Rambam. When the Gemara says Allah Rabbi Yudah Alasnam Bechir the Kabosei, because the Mishnah there, Mishnah says Rabbi Yudah Ben Bav Heid Chamisha Dram. That's why we usually assume it's Maseches Eidias, because the Mishnah after Mishnah after Mishnah and says Heid. He testified in old tradition 5 traditions. So one of the things is that they once brought the Tom Shal Shachar by Arba Shos. The other way, the Orach HaShulchan says everybody agrees they brought it by Arba Shos. Everybody agrees you can bring Arba Shos, and that was the common practice. But the Machlokes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan was whether the Zman of Shachar was instituted corresponding to the actual Zman of HaKrovas Tom Shal Shachar, corresponding to the theoretical Zman. So the actual Zman was only up until Dalet Shos. So where does the Gemara see in the Mishnah in Hol Islam of Bechirat HaKabosei? The way the Orach HaShulchan said. The whole Gemara, it seems to contradict the Orach HaShulchan. Chama Shemesh and Omas also seems to be against the Orach HaShulchan. Sounds like they're arguing on the level of their eyes. What does it mean? Boker. Rabbi Yudah holds Boker is only up until Dalet Shos Nacham say, up until Chatzos is called Boker. Yeah. That is an issue. Yeah, Torah B'Sheina Torah. Just like Mekudesh, Vein, Mekudesh, Koidim. That's why the Tefillah Bizmana come first, then the Tashlumen come second. That's how they arrive and said. So Torah B'Shein and Torah Koidim also plays a role in davening. What is that? So the Gemara says, if it's after Chatzos already, and it's distilled the Zman of Musaf, and it's also the Zman of Mincha. How could that be? It's the Zman of Musaf. And Rabbi Yudah is quoted also. The Tana is quoted. So it's still the Zman of Musaf up until Shoh Achas after Chatzah, it's still the end of Shoh Shviyas. And it's Zman of Mincha, because the Zman of Mincha is a half an hour after Chatzah. That's how the Gemara says. Sheh Shoh Samachzah, is the zman of tefilas mincha. That's mincha gedola. Sheisho sa machza. What's that machza? What's that half hour all about? That's the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim also was never brought within the first half hour after Chatzos. That's the first Mishnah, Perek Tomei Nishchan. That even on Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Korbanos Pesach after the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. Normally, you're not allowed to bring Korbanos before Tomei Shel Shachar, you're not allowed to bring Korbanos after the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. Tosfos proves in a few Masechtos that the Yevet will be good. Even if you bought a carbon before the Tomei Shel Shachar, even if you bought a carbon after the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. If you bring a carbon Malayla, it's possible. Malayla means after the Shkia, or before Alos HaShachar. But if you bring after Alos HaShachar, before Tomei Shel Shachar, or after Tomei Shel Bein Abayim, but before the Shkia, it's Bayom, so then you violated the Essay of Hashlam. Allah Hashlam Kol HaKavodeskum. It's supposed to, shouldn't bring before Tomei Shel Shachar, shouldn't bring after Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. But Tosfos comes out the maskana, they quote the Seftas like that, but the Evid, it's good. I told over, there was a fellow, he just passed away. This fellow used to live in the neighborhood, the funeral is taking place now in Brooklyn. So he used to come to shul very often in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then after Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning, then we would daven Musaf, so he would daven Musaf with us. And after we daven Musaf, every other week he would ask, can he still daven Shachris? After he daven Musaf. So every week. So the answer always used to be yes. It says both in the Mechaber and the Ramah that you can b'di'eved lechatchilah should daven shachris before Musaf, because you're not supposed to bring the Musaf before the Tomei Shel Shachar. But b'di'eved, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, if you brought them any korbanos before the Tomei Shel Shachar, b'di'eved you yoytze. So to in shul, or when you're davening, even not in shul, if you daven Musaf before shachris, to the Yotze B'di'evet, and you can daven Shachris B'di'evet after. L'chatchil you should daven Shachris before. So the Gemara has the din Torah B'shein HaTodir, Torah Kodim, on the top of Chav Zayinim and Aleph, that if it's Higiyah Zman Mincha, it's still the Zman HaMusaf, because you can daven Musaf up until Sof Shoah Shviyas. And it's already Higiyah Zman Mincha, because the Zman HaMincha is a half an hour after, begins half an hour after Chatzai. So if you have the Zman to daven both, so the Gemara says Torah B'shein HaTodir, Torah Kodim, so you should daven first Mincha and then Musaf. In the Beis Hamikdash, what would you do? In Beis Hamikdash, you would bring the Musafim, you would bring the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim first and then bring the Musafim afterwards. Pashtus is not so. Pashtus is not so. So why did they say that you should daven Mincha first and then daven Musaf later? Because Torah B'Shein and Torah Kodem, didn't we pattern all the things after the Korbanah? So the Chazon Ish writes one paragraph. He says, you see in his Gemara that if this would be in the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring it backwards. They would bring the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim first, and then bring the Musafim later. Because everything is supposed to be patterned, the Tefillahs are supposed to be patterned after the Korbanahs. So if you recommend to the fellow, you should daven Mincha first, because Torah B'Shein HaTorah, Torah Kodem, obviously in the Beis HaMikdash, you would do it like that. So a very big Chiddush. Lechatchila, there is such a din, but he says this din takes precedence. He claims that Torah B'Shein HaTorah takes precedence. He says the fact that by the davening, we recommend lechatchila to do like that. Let's say it's the half hour. It's he didn't daven Musaf and he didn't daven Mincha, and it's now half hour after Chatzos, and it's still the Zman HaMusaf, and it's already the Zman HaMincha. But there's going to be a minyan for Mincha later. He doesn't want to daven Mincha now. He wants to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So then it's Ein Lefanu Shtei Tefillahs. Then he only davens Musaf. But if there isn't going to be a minyan later, and he has no reason why he wants it, as far as he's concerned, he can daven Mincha now with Musaf. Ben Kovakov is not going to have a minyan. And he wants to daven both now. He doesn't care whether first Mincha or first Musaf. Then the Gemara says he daven Mincha first because Torah B'Shein HaTorah. The Chazon Ish thinks that this shows that that's what the din would have been in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't see that. That Gemara contradicts it yet. He says, Torah Shedetana takes precedence over that klal of Esed HaShlomah. Allah HaShlom Kol HaKarbonos Kam. You're not supposed to bring any karbonos after the Tamash of Ben Arbaim. The one exception to the rule is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is always brought after Tamash of Ben Arbaim. Taisim, not sure what about Pesach Sheni. Taisim is stupid whether they brought Pesach Sheni also after Tamash of Ben Arbaim. Why not? They were never there. Taisim wasn't around when they brought Korban Pesach. Anyway, we mentioned about the first half hour after Chatzos. And you're not supposed to bring the Talmud Shel Bein HaBayim within the first half hour. You're not supposed to daven mincha. So Rabbi Kedeger on in the Gilyan Hashas in the beginning of Per Tamid Nishchat, the first daf, has a list of marmekaimus contradictions in Rashi. In some places it appears that the half hour, you have to wait a half hour only, that he shouldn't make a mistake. Because at high noon, at Chatzos, it's hard to tell whether it's still before Chatzos or it's after Chatzos. We have watches, it's easy. You look on the chart, it tells you when Chatzos is, so you know when Chatzos is. But years ago, they didn't have such accurate clocks or watches. So that's why the Chachamim recommended L'chatchil you should wait a half an hour. But what if B'di'evit, you put the Talmud Shel Bein HaBayim within the first half hour, B'di'evit, someone daven within the first half hour. So B'di'evit, L'chatchil should be good. Or should I say no, that it's a real din, you have to wait. You have to wait till half an hour goes by after Chatzos, and it's clear. It's clear that it's already after Chatzos. So that's a stira in Rashi. It's Rabbi Kedeger, and the Gilyan Hashas on the first daf in Tomish and Tom and Nishcha points it out. So the Mishnah Berurah that Bir Halacha raises that issue. What if B'di'evit, when they change the clock? So sometimes people make a mistake. They're so used to davening mincha at 12:30, then they change the clock and Chatzos is 1 o'clock. And half an hour after Chatzos is 1:30. So you go to a wedding and then they'll daven mincha within the first half hour. They'll think that it's after 12:30 already. They don't realize that the Chatzos is 1 o'clock and 1:30 is this month. So what's the din b'di'evit if you daven mincha within the first half hour? So Mishnah Berurah is not sure. That's the shayla. Is that a real din? You have to wait mechinot to slowly erev, or it's just a harchoke. Yeah. There's in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Lahar Rambam, he has a whole job in front of him. The Rambam tries to calculate which are the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara has an agarta at the end of Makkah that there are Taryag mitzvahs, Amalon Moshe Misinai. So which are the mitzvahs? So the Rambam was not the first. The Bahag was way before the Rambam. Rambam was not the last. Somebody disagreed with the Rambam. The Rambam gave his opinion. So sometimes he has to judge whether many things should be counted as one mitzvah, as many mitzvahs. Like Malocha B'Shabbos, he counts as one mitzvah, not to do Malocha on Shabbos. One loy says, you don't count it, it's 39. The Rambam holds, you don't count it. I can visualize that maybe some Mishanim do count it as 39. I don't know. But the Ram counts it only as one loises and not to do maloch. So then the Ram has to take a stand on many things. So he says that reciting, bringing Tomash HaShachar, Tomash HaBein HaBayim every day is one mitzvah, to bring two tmidim every day. So the Ramban, in his Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvah, disagrees with the Ramam. He said, why did he count it as one mitzvah? Should really be counted as two mitzvahs. And he uses the Melitza, Zmano Shel Zeh Lo Kezmano Shel Zeh. That's the Loshon Gemara has on the first daf of Megillah. It says, Chachamim wa Misak HaMikra Megillah, Bizmanehem. I think that's the Loshon HaPosek in Megillah, says the Bizmanehem. So the Gemara says, Zmano Shel Zeh Lo Kezmano Shel Zeh. In Ayoros HaMakov Eschem, they read Megillah and Tezvov. In the regular Ayoros, they read the Megillah Yudala. So it's not the same day, different days. So the Ramban has a hasog on the Ram. Why did he count Tamash Shel Shachar, Tamash Shel Bein HaBayim as one mitzvah? Zmano Shel Zeh, look, Zmano Shel Zeh should really be counted as two mitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik made a comment that from this Gemara, it sounds a little bit like the Rambam. Because the Gemara had a sofek, there is Tashlumen, this is given. This we know, there is Tashlumen from Shachar to Mincha because it's the same day. What about Mincha to Ma'ariv? It's a new day. Vahiyarev, Vahivoyker. So when it comes Laila, it's a new day. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. Does it make sense to have Tashlum and from Mincha to Ma'ariv? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yeah, you can have Tashlum even one day to the other. So why do the Gemara think that it's different from one day to the other? The Gemara says because there's a klal of a yoimai bottle korbana. Kiven over yoma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines from the bottom. Kiven over yoma bottle korbana. Idilma kiven the slosa rachmihi. Kalem is the boy matzliv yozel. So the Achrenim ask, why Ova Yama should be Ova Zmana bottle korban? You can't bring the Tomashel Shachar in the afternoon. You can't bring it in the afternoon. It's Ova Zmana, not Ova Yama. What's up? Where'd they get the idea of Ova Yama? So it sounds a little bit from the Gemara that two Tmidim every day is one mitzvah, like the Ramam, Tomashel Shachar, Tomashel Abayim. The two Hakrobis are one mitzvah, and it's still the Zmana of that mitzvah. When it's time to daven mincha and Tomash Shachar, Tomash Ben Abayim are twin korbanas. They come together. They're both by Yom on the same day. And even though it is true, of his man, a bottle korban, he can't bring the Tomash Shachar in the afternoon. But still, his man of the Tomash Ben Abayim is a hemshach. You have to bring two tmidim every day. The Rambam holds is one mitzvah, so there is a shachar. So that's why the Gemara had a suffix. That since the tefillas hamechub and the zman had tefillas hamechub connected the zman of the karbonis, and in the karbonis it appears that the both tamash shach tamash ben abayim constitute one big chiyuv. So Gemara thought maybe there's tashlumen from shachris to mincha, but mincha to marv not because it's a different day. Maybe the takana, I mean the rabbanah was maybe according to the Rambam and Atur, you're obligated to daven once a day every day. I mean, the Rabbanan, you're obligated to daven three times a day. So fine, if you miss Ma'ariv, say make up by Shachar. Miss Shachar, make up by Mincha, because at the end of the day, you'll have three tefillos today. Gimel, Pamim, Bayom. But if you miss Mincha, you're going to make Tashlumen by Ma'ariv, so the Gemara raised the issue, maybe that doesn't make any sense. Maybe there shouldn't be Tashlumen from Mincha to Ma'ariv. Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, that you do Tashlumen. That's why they had the whole Gemara on the base. If he davened... He didn't have mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he davened Ma'ariv twice, so you should have sat on the first Shemana Esrei, not in the second Shemana Esrei. He did Taket, so he's not yet. So that was the Gemara. We assume the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim has a machlokes. The Gemara has a lot of times the Gemara has the Kasha, so sometimes they'll say Tiyufta, and sometimes they'll say Kasha. So the Rashbam there in Cheskes Habatim has two opinions. So one opinion is that Kasha is the same as Tiyufta. Just like Tiyufa means that the opinion is rejected, he made a mistake. It's against the Beferisha Mishnah, against the Beferisha Braisa. So Kasha means the same thing, that the opinion was rejected. And we don't really accept that at all. We assume that Kasha not the same. Tiyufa means upgefrekt, that what the Amora said is dead wrong, because we have a Mishnah or a Braisa that contradicts him. And Kasha means you have a good Kasha and there's a good Teretz, and we're not going to bother to work on the Teretz. So that's why I mentioned there was a sefer written by one of the Tzvadish Yigadetna. It's called Kashas Miyushov. Whenever the Gemara says Kasha, so he always tells you what the Teretz is. So in the old Gemara, it's not in the Vilna edition. The old Gemara is in Europe. There were other editions before the Vilna edition. So they used to take that page, like half a page from the sefer Kashas Miyushov, printed in the back of each Mesichta, to quote the possible Terutzim to the Kasha. So in this Gemara, the Gemara has the Hebat Tochan Antonim. He got to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so he davens Ma'ariv twice. And he said, Atta. So he's supposed to Atta Tochan Antonim the first one, Esrei, and not in the second, and he did Fakir. He said, Atta Tochan Antonim the second one, not in the first. He demonstrates that he had a mind on the first one for Tashlum and for Mincha, so that's why he did say Atta Tochan Antonim. And then he said, Atta Tochan Antonim the second Shmana Esrei. He demonstrates he had a mind, the second Shmana Esrei was in the Shem Ma'ariv. So the Bar said he has to say a third time Shmona Esrei, because that's Ma'akev B'Yevad. He has to daven the Tefillah of Bizmana first, and then the Tefillah Santoshlum. So that's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara had a kasha. What Atchah Antonos Ma'akev B'Yevad? So why do you say that he's not Yotze? The Gemara said kasha. They didn't say Tiyufta. So the Rashba quotes from the Rav Aigua and the Teretz. If you daven Ma'ariv Amitzoy Shabbos, you have to Atto Chan Antonu B'Yevad Yoytzei. But if you said Atto Chan Antonu in the second tefillah, not in the first tefillah, so you demonstrated that you had a mind by the first tefillah, the Shein Tashlum and for Mincha, that by you didn't say Atto Chan Antonu. And the second Shmona Esrei, you had a mind, the Shein Ma'ariv, that's where you said Atto Chan Antonu. So it's not that you're not yotze because if you forget atachan atone, you're not yotze. No. The fact that he demonstrated this at atachan atone the second, not in the first, he demonstrates that he had in mind on the second l'shem ma'ariv and the first one l'shem tashlumin. So that's not acceptable even with the other. Tosis here has the long suffix on tov lo hispalom on chavov on a base. Because Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's Rabbeinu Yehuda Sirliyom. They usually call him Rabbi Rachasid. He's not really. Rabbi Rachasid wrote this Sefer Chassidim. It's a different. He's not. It's Rabbi Yehuda Sirliyom, somebody else. One of the major Balei HaTosis. So he writes the suffix, what's the din? A person daven Mincha Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Alav Yavam. And then he doesn't realize until it's already Metzoi Rosh Chodesh. So should you say that he has to daven tashlumen, because even though he daven mincha, but he forgot the alav yavah, so it's ma'akev b'diavad, so he has to daven ma'ariv twice. Or should I say, no, ma'yarvich, what's he going to gain? He already said mincha. He already said the exact same shmoneh esrei he's going to say now. Now it's metzoi Rosh Chodesh. So when he davens tashlumen, after having daven ma'ariv, shmoneh esrei for ma'ariv, he's going to daven tashlumen, going to be the exact same shmoneh esrei that he said for mincha. He said the 19 brachas, but that's saying Yalav Yavai. We want him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because if he got Yalav Yavai, so now he's going to repeat it on Metzoi Rosh Chodesh. He's not going to say Yalav Yavai now either. So my Yavich, what's he going to gain? So it's Yadua, they say, B'Shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that the Sofik of Tosis was, what's the din? The person davens on Rosh Chodesh, and he's supposed to mention Yalav Yavai. How do you know he has to mention Yalav Yavai? Because the Pesuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Gemara has a mem amar al v'chi b'yom v'rocha mosa b'layla eim v'rocha mosa elo. What does it mean? Yom yom v'chol yom v'yom tein l'me eim b'rchoisav shal yom. You should mention that's the last narrow line, a mem amar al right before the most wide line. Elo. What does it mean? Elo malach b'chol yom v'yom tein l'me eim b'rchoisav shal yom. Every day you should daven me ein hama'ir. You should mention something about the fact that the nature of the day is different. Today's Rosh Chodesh, today's Chol HaMoed, today's Shabbos, today's Yom Tov. That's called Me'ein HaMe'oiru. So the Pashtus is, that's what they say, B'Shem Rav Chaim. The Pashtus is that was placed in Sofik. If you davened on Rosh Chodesh and you forgot Yalav Yavai, so you have to repeat the davening, is the halacha that you're not Yotzei davening because Me'ein HaMe'oiru is Ma'akeh B'Di'evet? Or should I, so if you're not Yotzei the whole davening, so it's Kilalo Hispalal Mincha, then he has to daven Ma'ariv twice. He has to make Tashlumen. Should they say, no, Tfilah, he was Yotzei B'Di'evet. Just like if he would eat bread on Rosh Chodesh and he would bench, he would forget Yalav Yavai. So the Gemara says later, he doesn't have to repeat the benching. Yotzei the benching, even without Ritzei, without Yalav Yavai. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're obligated to eat Pas. So if you're benching, you don't say Yalav Yavai, you don't say Ritzei, you're not Yotzei. What are you not Yotzei? You're not Yotzei Suda Shabbos. You don't say he's not Yotzei the benching. The benching, he was Yotzei. Just like Shmoneh Esrei, he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he forgot Yalav Yavai, he is Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. He wasn't Yotzei Haskoras Kedushas Hayom. Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, B'chol Yom V'yom, Tein Meim, B'chol Tzvi Yom. That's a separate chiyuv. It's not that that's Ma'akeh B'di'evet in the Birchas Hamoz, and that's Ma'akeh B'di'evet in the Shmoneh Esrei. It's not Ma'akeh B'di'evet. He's Yotzei the Shmoneh Esrei, just not Yotzei Suda Hayom. Tam Rosh Chodesh and Achal Amar, there is no chiyuv Suda. So you can't say that he's required to bench over again. On Shabbos Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv suda. So you have to be kaveh l'suda, l'shem suda Shabbos, that you should make sure that you say kiddush in advance. That's on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to make kiddush in advance to be kaveh l'suda, l'shem suda Shabbos. Then you have to satachan atonu at the end. Yeah. So the Pashto says that was Tosfos Sofik. Should I say Maya via Chidavim Mincha already on Rosh Chodesh? Just forgot Yalav Yavai. So he's Yotzei Mincha, Yotzei Tefillah. Just wasn't Yotzei Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and now it's already Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. So what's he going to gain by repeating the Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavai? That's what he said from Mincha Yarei Shmoneh Esrei. He was Yotzei. Pashta says that that's the Pshat in Tosis. That's Tosis Sofer. If you left out Yalav Yavai from the Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, does mean you're not Yotzei the Shmoneh Esrei, then you need Tashlumen. Oh no, you were Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You just weren't Yotzei Chavis Haskaras Kedush Hayom. So we would recommend that you should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's really a Tfilas Nedova. That's our prime explanation. Really, when you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, you were Yotzei the first time. Tfilah, the Chiyuv Tfilah. but it's a tefillas nedava, you're volunteering a tefillah. There is such a concept as tefillas nedava. You're volunteering a tefillah in order to mention the main hamar, main bechayes of shalyan. And the Chachamim permitted you to offer a tefillas nedava. That's a machlokes. That's machlokes. Those are the 2 days in the Tesis on Chavav and Veis. What's the idea of if a person forgot Shachris, if he got Yalvi Yalvi and Shachris, and Rish Chodesh Chalman, he has to daven over again? Doesn't mean he wasn't Yotze Tefila at all. No, he was Yotze Tefila. He wasn't Yotze the Chavis Haskaris Kushayim. Punkt, I was in London, so I met up with Rabbi Diane Ehrentreu. I think he's around 85 years old. He's still the major Pesach there in London when they had big Shilas. So I remember he visited, many years ago, he visited Washington Heights briefly. There was a Havamina that he would take the Rabbonis and the Kehillah over here. My Rabbi Schwab was had failing health. So then he decided against it. He didn't take it. But he gave a shiur when he was here. The shiur was on this Tosfos. So he didn't like the pshat that everybody says in the Rav Chaim. He said, it's not mashma and Tosfos, because Tosfos says, ma yarviach. If Tosfos meant what Rav Chaim says, so they should have said, the two tzedarim were, when you yotze mincha, you just weren't yotze chayvus al skaros kudus hayayim, or you're not yotze mincha. Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said, ma yarviach. I think in every generation, people think differently, and they express themselves differently. So Rav Chaim, a lot of times, so Rav Chaim interprets, or Rashi interprets a Tosfos, he interprets a Rama. Not saying that's what Tosfos said, but that's what the Tosfos had in the back of their minds. That the lotion they used was Mayarviach. But what it means is he was Yotze Tefillah already. He just wasn't Yotze Chavas Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. I didn't think it was such a tiyufta against Reb Chaim. Anyway, that's what we spoke about. The Gemara says later that if the Gemara says later that if the Shliach Tzibah forgot Yalav Yavoi in Shachris and Chazoris Hashatz, so the Gemara says he doesn't repeat. So the last drop in Tfilas Hashatz, so Lamed on the base. If the Shliach Tzibur forgot Yalav Yavoi and Chazoris Hashatz, so everyone will bang on the table Yalav Yavoi. But he took out his hearing aid, so he don't, the Chazan doesn't hear that they're banging on the table. So he rushes, so he gets to the end of Shachris, and he finished already. So do you tell him that he left that Yalviyo? So do you tell him he has to repeat the Chazaras Hashat? So the Gemara says no. That since they're going to daven Musaf soon, the Gemara says, B'tzibah Shana, about 10 lines from the end of the Perek on Laman Amid Beis, the Gemara has Amrav Yechem B'tzibah Shana, right before the two dots. And the Chazaras Hashat, the Chazan forgot Yalviyo, but you rely on Musaf. He's going to daven Musaf right away. Either he's going to daven Musaf, he's going to say the Chazor, same one who said Chazor Shat Shachris, or someone else is going to say the Kehillah will have mentioned Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh within this man of Shachris. They will hear Yalav Yavoi in Musaf. They'll hear Haskaras Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. So there is a machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes Achrayim. What's the din? Not that's Mishum Tichud de Tzibura. So you don't require of the tefillah of the Baal Tefillah to repeat all Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris. We say you can rely l'chatchila on the fact that we're going to daven Musaf within this man of Shachris. So we're going to daven Musaf. We're going to say halal and then kriya satar, then we're going to daven Musaf. So we're going to mention Haskaras Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So the Shad is, what if the Yochid daven Shachris and he forgot Yalav Yavah? So he's supposed to repeat the Shmona Esrei. And he didn't, and he went ahead and he daven Musaf already. So do you still say, even though he daven Musaf, he mentioned Haskaras Kedushas Hayom, say he has to daven over Shachris? Or maybe you can say the bit of yeah, that he's Yotze. Maybe you can say that's why the Shliach Tzibah doesn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Because bit of yeah, that if the Yochid would have daven Musaf, so bit of yeah, that he wouldn't have to repeat Shachris. So for the Shliach Tzibah, we say, Shas HaTchakir Yevedon. That's a klal that the Baalei HaTosfos have, and Shulchan Aruch they have, in different places they have such a klal. That whenever there's a Shas HaTak, we permit l'chatchila, what usually is only acceptable b'diyan. So here, by the Shliach Tzibah, who forgot Yalav Yavah and Shachris, it's a Shas HaTak, because of Tircha Tzibur, you're going to tell me he has to repeat the whole Chazaras HaShatz. That's going to be, and people have to go to work also on Rosh Chodesh. Women take off from work. The women have a meaning not to do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it says in Pirkei de Rav Leza, the Rishonim quote. Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh, there isn't that much Bita Malacha because the women take off. Women are supposed to not do typing and not supposed to do the laundry, not supposed to do knitting and stitching on Rosh Chodesh. Cooking they can do on Yom Tov also. Echol Nefesh they can do. So it can't be Rosh Chodesh, not more Chomer than Yom Tov. Okay, Rosh Chodesh is not going to be more Chomer than Chol Hamoed. Whatever is Mutar Chol Hamoed is Mutar on Rosh Chodesh. But to do Malachas, that you're not allowed to do on Chol Hamoed, it's a meaning that the women don't do. Das Kenim Bali Atos explains why. Because on Rosh Chodesh was Chanukas HaMishkan, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And the women participated in Nidovis for the Mishkan. The men and the women donated. And when it came to making the Egel, the men donated. The women didn't give. So the men were just interested in tax deduction. When you make it out to the church, you make it out to the Beis HaMikdash, all the same thing. As long as it's a tax deduction. So the Medrash has the expression, Nitvoim leMishkan v'noisnim, Nitvoim leEgel v'noisnim. You ask them to make out a check for the Egel Azov, they'll give you. Make them to make out for the Mishkan, they'll give you. They don't pay attention that this is a valid charity and this is another. And the women understood, you give for the Mishkan, but you don't give for the Egel. So the women celebrate every Rosh Chodesh. It's the anniversary of the Chanukah on Mishkan, so the women celebrate the fact that they know how to discern between a valid charity and a false charity. You don't donate money to the Egel, you only donate money to the Mishkan. That's why Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for the women. And it says it's a meaning they don't do malachas, and the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, is a long beer halacha and hilchos Rosh Chodesh, what do you mean? Means a lot of men, women volunteer not to do malacha. I mean, no, they mechuyev. The minig is a standing minig. The women are mechuyev to observe the minig. Not that we recommend they should observe the mechuyev to observe. He comes to the maskana, they mechuyev to observe the minig. Not just, it's a nice idea. The women are supposed to observe the minig, not to do malacha, not to do laundry, not to type, and not to stitch, and not to knit, and those kind of malachas, not to do those kind of malachas on Yom Tov. Yeah. So getting back again, so then Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes Hashem Shul to Gibor and some others. What's the din if a Yochid already daven? Yochid forgot Yalav Yalav and Shachris, and he already daven Musaf. So should I say the Bidiyeved? He already daven Musaf. That's the reason why the Chazan doesn't have to repeat Shachris because Shas Hatchak had Yeved Dami. The Yochid will daven Musaf already, then he won't have to repeat Shachris. So by the Shlech Tzibur, even if he didn't yet daven Musaf, he said Shas Hatchak you'll have to do Lachatchila. What's only good b'dyeved for the yochid? So shas atchak b'dyeved dami, the bal tefila the shlech tzibur can rely on hatchila musaf. Should I say no? This special kula for the shlech tzibur, and it's not based on shas atchak b'dyeved dami. That we allow the hatchila, which usually is only good b'dyeved. But the yochid, it's not even good b'dyeved. If he already davened musaf, but he didn't say yal v'yam shachris, has to repeat shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mi'ikaradin, we say Sofik Brachas Lach, Mi'ikaradin, we assume that the Yochid would be Yotze B'riyevet. If he daven Musaf already, we would say Mi'ikaradin, he doesn't have to repeat the Shachris. And the Kula B'tzibur Shanu, that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to repeat the Shmanesu, is not unique to the Shliach Tzibur. That's because Shas HaTchaker Yevedam, he said, the Yochid also B'riyevet. If he already daven Musaf, wouldn't have to daven over again. So why is that? So that's what also B'Shem Rab Chaim. We said this already, also B'Shem Rab Chaim. That if a person davens on Rosh Chodesh, he benches, he davens and he forgets the Alav Yav, he's Yotze the Tefillah, he's Yotze the Birchus HaMozen. The only thing is that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if he forgets, would say Alav Yav on the benching, he's Yotze the benching, but it's not Yotze Suda Shabbos. It's not Yotze Suda Yom Tov, because you have to be Kaveh the Suda, by saying Kiddush at the beginning and by mentioning Yalav Yav or Ritzei at the end. So what you say is that you're not Yotze the Suda. If you left out Yalav Yav or Ritzei, you're not Yotze the Suda, but the Birch Samozni, you are Yotze. So he should really, he's Yotze the benching, so we should really tell him, eat another meal. But he's ready to plot, he ate so much in the first meal, he doesn't want to eat more. So the Chachamim permitted him to repeat the Birch Samozni and to remember the second time. He has to be careful. He shouldn't forget the second time. Also, it's saying Yalav Yav. We allow him to repeat the Birchas HaMozen, even though no such thing as a Birchas HaMozen bin Nedova. There's Tfilas Nedova, but there's no Birchas HaMozen bin Nedova. See, here they permitted him to repeat the Birchas Hamazon in order not to forget, in order to be Yotzei the Sudas Yontav or the Sudas Shabbos, rather than say, let him wash again and eat a whole new meal and say, Ritzei Yal V'Yavai. So we allow him just to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. So that's Rav Chaim thought, the same is true, that's what the Gemara said, the same is true by Shemoneh Esrei. If a person davens Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yal V'Yavai, let's say by Shachris or by Mincha, so he's Yotzei the Chi of Tefillah, he's just not Yotzei, that's what Tosfos said, my Aviach. He just not yet say the Chovis Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So the Chachamim allowed him to repeat another Shemoneh Esrei because it's such a thing as Tefillas Nedava. They permitted him to say that to offer another Shemoneh Esrei and to be Maskir Yalav Yovel. Then we added on, Rav Chaim added on, the next Gemara says, four lines from the end of the period. Amar Rav. Rav lived in the period that they still did Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi HaRiya. They didn't begin to do Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi HaChesh until the days of Abai Varova. In the days of Rav, they still were doing Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi HaRiya. So he says, Tov Lehizku Shavash Chodesh Arvis. Someone forgot to say Yalav Yalav by my Rav. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? The fee, Shein Bez and Mekachem is HaChodesh Ela Bayom. Can't do Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. So since you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla, so Yal V'Yav is not Miyake B'Dievet. So we ask, so why do you say it L'Chatchila? Why do you say Yal V'Yav L'Chatchila if they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh? The answer is tomorrow, a minute before the Shkir, they're going to declare the day as Rosh Chodesh. I treat the whole 24-hour unit of the day as one unit. So if you declare a minute before the Shkir today is Rosh Chodesh, it'll be a Gloy Muslim affair as Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the night, from Tzeis Ad Kerchov Aman. It'll become Rosh Chodesh L'Mafreya. It's a B'Fei Shigmar Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, the Bezin told the people, we plan to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, so therefore tonight is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. That's a Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So everybody should abstain from Malacha because it's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara said, what if the witnesses don't come all day long and they didn't declare the day as Rosh Hashanah? So they're going to make tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. So what do you do with today? So the people are going to be angry at the Bezin. Why did you instruct us to abstain from Malacha? It turned out by the end of the day, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So in the event that the Edom don't show up, Gemara said, no, Gemara say, I'm Kodesh on the Mach HaKodesh. You tell the people that the first day was Rosh Hashanah with the Rabbanon, and the second day has to be Rosh Hashanah and Atar. So you see from the Gemara, when you make it Rosh Hashanah a minute before the Shkia, it's a glowing milsim affair. The whole day was Rosh Hashanah. So what's the pshat? Emekachan sachodesh balayla. So therefore, if you forget Yalav Yova in Ma'ariv, if you forget Yalav Yova in Ma'ariv, since Emekachan sachodesh balayla. Yeah, so that's the shot. Why does it say you don't have to daven over? And why do we still hope from that din b'zman is that way? Ein mekachon sechodesh balayla. We know 1,000 years in advance what day of the week Rosh Chodesh is going to be. The days of Rav, it made sense. We don't fully understand what it meant, why it made sense even in the days of Rav. They planned to make today Rosh Chodesh. They told us, don't do malacha because we're going to make today tomorrow. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. When they're going to, even if they're going to declare Rosh Hashanah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, going to be Rosh Hashanah Mila Ma'afreya from the beginning of the day. Treat the whole day as one unit. You don't say it's only going to become Rosh Chodesh Mikan Al Habla. It becomes Rosh Chodesh Mila Ma'afreya from the beginning of the day. So what is the meaning of Emekashen Sechodesh Balayla? Why does the din still apply to Zman Hazeh? We know 1,500 years in advance. We have printed calendar. We know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. When Emekashen Sechodesh Balayla. So Rav Soloveitchik, he elaborated upon this. He suggested the Rambam writes that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Bezin declaring when Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Chodesh is. So how do you ever have any Yomim Tovim Deraisa? Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaimah from Sheish Yismei Bereish. Why Baruch Hakim Hazeh Mashvei V'Ay Kaddish Osu? Because Baruch Hu has been Kaddish all the Shabbos. And the Gemara says, there's a Machloikis, what should be the Nusach HaBaruch HaMekadesh HaShabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael V'HaShabbos? So we pass the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh all the Shabbosim directly. But on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh, I mekadosh the Sova, Hazman mekadosh the Sova, Asher Chodosh. Why? Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mekadosh the Sova, we in turn are mekadosh the Chodosh. We in turn make the Yom HaTovim by making Rosh Chodesh Bizmana. So how does that apply to Bizmana? Is that? No one is making, doesn't Rosh Chodesh happen by itself? Well, the Yom HaTovim from today are only with the Rabbanan, because nobody's making it Rosh Chodesh. That's the question. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, because everything depends on the calendar. But the calendar of what month it is, for that you need a bezin. We don't have any bezin. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that Hillel HaSheni, who instituted, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time Abai Rava lived in Bavel. The Rambam, both in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvah, quotes this line from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that during the lifetime of Abai Rav and Bavel, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael changed the system. And we know a 1,000 years in advance whether any given year is going to be a Shana Pshuta, Shana Milberis, and we know whether Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Wednesday or on Thursday. Everybody knows the whole system in advance. So how does that work? So the Ramban claims that Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh all the Rosh Chodesh Ad Bias HaGoyel until Moshiach will come. And he declared all the Shanim that have to be a leap year as a Shanim Uberis. I, but the Gemara said, if you declared it in advance, it's not Chal. He said, that din is only with the Rabban Hecha, the Efsher, if it's Shach to repeat it. And by us, it's not Shach to repeat the Kiddush HaChodesh, because we don't have any Smuchim Mizman Hazeh. So you revert back to the din derais. So the Ramban thinks that, how do we have Yamim Tevim Tereh? Because Hillel HaSheni, who was the counterpart in Eretz Yisrael of Abai v'Rav, who lived in Bavel, Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So their counterparts, Hillel HaSheni, was the one who set up the Luach Kavua, and everything goes according to his system. And this is the Ramban is in disagreement with the Rambam, both in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam writes that. How does Rosh Chodesh happen Bizman Hazeh? So he said, there's halachal Moshe Misina, the Bizman that there's Bez Nagodol, so the Bez Nagodol has to authorize a Bezn of three to declare Mekudosh HaChodesh, that today's Rosh Chodesh. Bez Nagodol has to set up a Bezn of three to decide whether the year will be a Shana Mu'beris or a Shana Pshuta. And that Bezdin decides and they declare. So what's Bizman Hazeh? There is no Bez Nagodol. So Rambam says, that's Halacha Moshe Misina. When there's no Bez Nagodol, then Klal Yisrael takes over. Ramban writes, I never heard of this Halacha Moshe Misina. I'm slightly familiar with Talmud. He writes jokingly, I'm a little familiar with Gemara. I never heard of this, but they kept it a secret from me. So that's where Avdolvola Soloveitchik writes, yeah, the Gemara says that such a thing as a Soit Ho'ibur, it's a secret. And he quotes Rabbi Hanan on the Rosh Hashanah, that was the Sod Ho'ibur, that even when you don't have the Bez Nagodol, no one has any smicha, Rosh Chodesh still happens. So what do you mean it happens? It happens by itself. It happens by itself. Then the Rambam says, it doesn't happen by itself. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael make it into Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean the Jews live in Eretz? Nobody has any smicha Bizman Hazeh. There are no Talmid HaChachamim during the lifetime of the Rambam. No Talmid HaChachamim in Eretz Yisrael. What does he mean that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik explained. The Chasam Sofer has such a lot. Who are the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? 10 plain farmers. 10 farmers in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has, in this context, the Rambam writes in this context, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lo'aretz are considered Ki Yechidim. And if one could imagine Chas V'Sholom, that's what it says in the Hebrew translation of the Aramaic, from the Arabic, if one could visualize in his mind that all the Talmid HaChachamim died, and there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise, because he promised that the Jewish nation would always exist, not just there will be survivors, individual. He promised that Klal Yisrael will survive, whatever happens over the generations, all the pogroms. And if all the Jews who survived live in Chutzla, no group of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then they're Yechidim. Then there are just survivors, individual survivors, but it's not that Klal Yisrael is still in existence. Klal Yisrael means the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have any smuchim. So this is Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation of the Rambam. So the Jews in Eretz Yisrael make the day into Rosh Chodesh by davening, saying Yalla V'Yavai, in the Shemoneh Esrei by saying Hallel. Okay, that's a minig. They say Hallel. By what else? By filling a ksuba like that, you write today is by davening Musaf. Okay, through the Nihug, the Noig, the day as Rosh Chodesh, so that makes it into a day of Rosh Chodesh. So the pashtus is that makes sense. Bizman hazeh, bizman shekitshal pi ariyah. So that Bez Nagodol, the Rambam, so Bez Nagodol had to designate which Bezn of three should have the authority to declare Rosh Chodesh, and that Bezn makes it Rosh Chodesh. Bizman sheein Bezn, ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So there's no institution of Bez Nagodol. So bizman hazeh, the nihug of the Jews and Eretz Yisrael makes the day into Rosh Chodesh. Nihug of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Who were they? So the Chasam Sadr writes, 10 farmers. In the days of the Rambam, there were not big Talmidei Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. The 10 farmers in Eretz Yisrael are Klal Yisrael. So when they are knowing the day, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, that makes it into Rosh Chodesh. So if a person davened, let's say, Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and if he got to say Yalla V'Yavai, so he told me he have to daven over. Why? He was Yotzei davening. If he davens Tfilas Chol on Rosh Chodesh, he's Yotzei davening. He just wasn't Yotzei D'chavis Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So we recommend he should offer a Tfilas Nedova. Not that he wasn't Yotzei Mincha with the first man answer. He was Yotzei Mincha, but he wasn't Yotzei D'chavis Baruch Hashem Yom. He didn't make Haskaras Mein Amoris. He didn't participate together with all of Klal Yisrael to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. So we say, let him offer a tefillas nedava. Let him daven again. He was Yotzei Mincha. He was Yotzei Shabbos. Let him daven again, because there is such a concept that tefillas nedava in order to mention Haskaras Kedushayim. So that's what Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik said. There was manas that we don't recommend tefillas nedava. So if the Yochid plans to daven Musaf soon, he's going to daven Musaf within the Zman of Shachris, we would recommend today that he shouldn't repeat the Shachris. He should, just like in the days of the Gemara, the Shlech Tzibah L'chatchil Kemilai, a Musaf, if he forgot Yalla V'Yavai in Shachris and Chazor HaSashatz. So Rav Chaim said that Zman Hazeh, the Yochid should also rely. Because the idea not to rely on Musaf is that we should offer a tefillas nedavah, we should daven again, and we should mention Rosh Chodesh before you get to Musaf. But today we don't recommend tefillas nedavah, because we don't have so much kavanah. That's what they say, b'shem rabchem. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem rabchem. It's a big chiddush ledina, that if a person forgot Yalla V'Yavai b'shachris on Rosh Chodesh, we wouldn't recommend anymore he should daven over. Because b'zman hazeh, we don't recommend tefillas nedavah together. That's what he said on this Gemara. Not only is this din bizman hazeh, that we don't do kiddush al chodesh al pi hariyah anymore. So the Rambam has this halacha Moshe Messina that Klal Yisrael's nihug makes it into Rosh Chodesh, even in the days of Rav. Rav lived before the days of Abai v'Rav, but they were still doing kiddush al chodesh al pi hariyah. Rav had smicha. They were doing it. Rav lived in bubbles. They can't do kiddush al chodesh in bubble. But his counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were doing Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Hariyah. So that's what you have to add on to this. It's not only Bizman HaZeh that you need, that Klal Yisrael should go along, even as much a Kiddush Al Pi Hariyah also. So Rav Soloveitchik added, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, that just like there's a din, Bezn is not Gozik Zeirah LaTzibur. So the same is true regarding Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. Bezdin cannot declare Hashanah Mu'beres, or today is Rosh Chodesh, unless they think that Tzibur is going to go along with them. If for some reason or another Tzibur doesn't go along, so the whole declaration of Rosh Chodesh, Hashanah Mu'beres, is not valid. Because the Bezdin has to do it as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So if it turns out that they realize Klal Yisrael didn't accept the Kviyas of Rosh Chodesh, so the whole thing is going to be Botlam Mevut. So he wanted to say that even in the days of Rav, that Kitchal Piyariya, still you need the Tziruf of the Tzibur to go along. Amanasha Yirza Tziba, you still need a tziruf of the Tziba. So that's why we would recommend if the person forgot the Alaviyav and Shachris, we should, in Managmar, we would recommend, since there is such a concept as Tfilas Nadova, we recommend he should offer Shachris a second time, Tfilas Shachris a second time, and that should be the Tfilas. That should be the Tfilas Nadova, that should be the Haskaras Mein Amor. Yeah, again, so this is all with the Pshat and the Taisus on Chavav and the base. That if you assume Mayavia, if you daven Mincha Amish Chodesh, if you got the Alviyava, and then you realize I'm a Toyrash Chodesh, should you daven a second Shmana Set for Tashlomen? So the Sufik, the Nukudas of Sufik is, if you daven Shachris and Mincha Amish Chodesh to get the Alviyava, you're not Yotzi Tfilo? Or you say, no, you were Yotzi Tfilo, just weren't Yotzi Chavis Haskar Sayyam. So we assume the second way, you were Yotze Tfilo. So that explains the Gemara, the two dinim on Laman on the base. That why the Shliach Tzibur doesn't repeat Shachris if you forgot Yalaviyo. Because basically, you were Yotze Tfilo. Just not Yotze Chobis Haskar Sushayam. Yeah, this was Chazar. No, this we said earlier in the year. Yeah, that was a big shear from Rav Soloveitch. Yeah, someone wanted to raise an issue. Yeah.
Yeah, according to Chaim, even when they were saying Davos on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it would be no.
It should follow that. The Rambam and the Rif say that you're never allowed to offer a Tfilas Nedova on Shabbos because you're not allowed to bring a Korban Nedova yet. Some Rishonim argue, what do you mean Korban Nedova? Because there's a Chilul Shabbos. You do Shchitin, you do Haktoras Emurim. And it's because Hadam is considered Mesak and Mana, because it's Machsha the carbon. But to offer Tfilas Nadava, what's wrong? But that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, we carry that over. Just like there's no carbon Nadava on Shabbos and Yantav, so there's no Tfilas Nadava either. There's no Tfilas Nadava, so if one forgot, if his Vashchodesh Chali is B'Shabbos, and he forgot to say Yala V'Yava, so we would tell him, don't daven over again, because repeating the Shemana Esrei, it's not that you weren't Yotzi davening the first time, you were Yotzi davening. It's just, we would recommend, or for a Tfilas Nedova. And Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not allowed to give a Tfilas Nedova. That is correct. Yeah. So then she could explain the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and in other places, as well writes, that the Ibra Shana, Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Shana, is accomplished by the Jewish community who lives in Eretz Yisrael. So this whole explanation that he gave should only apply if you live in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Chutz Lords. So you stay still. Since the Jews in Eretz Yisrael make it Rosh Chodesh by their observance of the day as Rosh Chodesh, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael make it into Rosh Chodesh. So we say the Jews in Chutz Lords also. But the Iker is really the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But they said even a Jew who lives in Babel, the Rav is talking to the people who lived in Babel, not for the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Laman on the base. Still, even the Jew who lives in Babel, if he gets Yalav Yavai and Shachas, we would tell him he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei, has to offer a Tfilas Nedova to be Masker the Kedusha Sayyam. The ideas are not so complicated. Yeah, the fitting it into Taisus, that's what Dayan Aaron Shua had a time. The Loshan HaTaisus doesn't really sound like that. Mayar Viach, they didn't really say that. So Chaim thought that's what it meant. Sviri Eish makes fun of, he learned in Slabotka, he learned in real yeshivas, and it was later in Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin. So he made fun of Rav Chaim in the Sviri Eish. He says he doesn't think that's what the Rama, all the Rav Chaims, doesn't think the Rama meant all this heavy-duty interpretation. I don't know, Rav Chaim didn't say the Rambam thought the Rav Chaim just quotes the Piske HaRambam, they seem to contradict each other, so he just tries to make sense out of it. Does it mean that the Rambam consciously thought like this, or subconsciously, in order that the Dinim and the Rambam shouldn't be contradictory? So you have to say some explanation. So this is the explanation. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Rambam thought out the whole calculation before he wrote down the Din, or after he wrote the Din. Every generation, people's minds work differently. So Rav Chaim lived in his generation, he gave that explanation. The Rambam would have said it in other words, too, the Rambam did say. Yeah, Chuvasaram, when the Rambam explains what he said, he never speaks like Rav Chaim. He speaks in a different language. Okay. Okay. maybe we'll go daven mincha. Good. So tomorrow I can't give the shiur at 1 o'clock. I'll try to give the shiur at 9:15. And we'll end at 11 to accommodate those who want to attend a different shiur after 11. Good. Very good. Remember, there was a fellow here for Chodesh Elul who went back to London to go to university. Sarah Kila.
Yoel.
What was his name?
Yoel Van
Dyke? Van Messel. So he was there in Yeshiva Takoto last Shabbos when I was there, Rachi. He was there in London on Shabbos Pan Shishmaks. So he says, what likelihood is there that he's going to hear 2 weeks in a row, two different?
Well, he gets all the emails.
Oh, listen to the shiur?
He gets the emails. He's on the email list.
Oh.
He sent an email last week saying Rebbe's going to land in London and needs a ride from the airport to the Beit Midrash if anyone wants to arrange for it.
Oh, really?
And then that goes.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know Rebbe would be landing in late in the evening on the way back from London.
Yeah.